Merry Christmas from everyone here at the Big Bad Broadcast. And now a word from our friend, Mr. Graham Nash.
Hey, John. How are you all doing? I just wanted to take a moment and wish you all a very, very happy Christmas and a very, very happy New Year. I know it looks crazy out there. Just take care of yourself, take care of each other, love each other, and be kind every day. Merry Christmas.
Hey guys, why was the snowman smiling?
Why?
Why?
Because he saw the snowblower coming down the street.
Hey man, welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, and welcome Tommy Chom being half big. And, I gathered all these bells, so I know it's the time of season to be gay and jolly.
I'm hearing, look at it, jingle bells is going on and on. Jingle my ball. Jingle balls.
Welcome
jingle
to the
balls.
Big Bad Broadcast Christmas edition. And we're getting closer to
the holiday. Wait a minute. What about the Hanukkah edition over here? Stop with all
over.
This.
Hanukkah's over, babe.
Hanukkah's over? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay,
right?
Nobody told me.
You're Jewish. You don't know that?
I am the worst Jew that ever was.
Hanukkah is over, and we're here today with Craig Mitchell.
Hi, I'm 11% Jewish, so I only had like one day of Hanukkah.
So he does. So he only tips 10%. There you go.
Yes.
11% Jewish. I tip 10%.
I don't tip at all. What are you talking
Hello,
about?
Oh, I'll have a ham sandwich, please.
All the tip right. has to be oined.
Is ham kosher?
Mike Grief. Mike Ooh. Grief.
Where is he? That guy owes me money. Come on. All right.
And I'm John Fertitto, and we're here at the Big Bad Broadcast. Happy holiday season, which you can't say anymore, apparently.
You can say, you know what? That is the biggest crock of shit I've ever fucking. Nobody has ever told. Look, I'm Jewish, and I always wish people Merry Christmas. And if I said Happy Holidays and somebody turned to me and said, Merry Christmas, like Craig had mentioned the other day, I would go, you know what? How about you go fuck yourself? I'll say whatever the fuck I want. You say whatever the fuck you. How about if I say, fuck you for Christmas? That's my new thing.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's got so much love behind that.
Well, but what kind of love is behind it? If I'm wishing you happy holidays, it just means I'm being included. What the hell's the difference? Why are you getting insulted that I didn't say Christmas? Are you such a selfish piece of shit? Do you think you're the only person on earth that there are other people that celebrate other things?
Well, yeah. Well, to give some background to the audience, I told the people I was driving this passenger, and at the end of the ride, I went, well, happy holidays. And they leaned forward real close to me and went, Merry Christmas. And I was going to curse that priest out, but I figured it was not a good idea.
No, because he was giving you a hand job at the time. Anyway,
well, you know, I mean, you take the good with the bad.
He just skates around the church and caught him.
No, you're way too old to be attracted
wait,
to
wait,
a priest.
Wait. I got the thing about that. Time. Wait. The thing about that is the softest hands ever. Okay, there you go.
Yes. You want to know something? Yes. Every time I have to shake a priest's hand or something, it is really creepy.
Yeah, well, you better have a soft hand if you're handling the body of Christ.
It's from all the hand lotion, John. All the Lubriderm.
Oh, come on. We're getting way too far off track here.
Merry
Christmas, you know, everybody.
It's a lot of problems, you know, with the church. And then now there's a big thing, right, where they covered up a big sex abuse thing where the priest would chase the kids around the church until they caught them by the organ.
You know what, man? I mean, it's the same thing as politics. I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to talk religion, but there's so much corruption and whatever, like
Stop,
you say, the church hiding stuff. And it is Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm gonna play my jingle balls and put a little tinsel on my ass, and we'll have a good time. All right.
I thought of a good segment for the show. I told Mike, and I'll tell you, I thought about it before the show when you couldn't hear us. I think we should do once a week. We should have one of those quotes from the people leaving the Trump rallies, because some of them are just the funniest things you have ever heard in your life.
Well, I think it just be stupid things we've heard this week. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Trump rally.
It'll be the same thing. I heard one yesterday. The guy says that JFK is actually the pillow guy.
Mike Lindell?
Yeah.
I think I heard somebody say that before.
No, that's actually true because he is operating with a quarter of a brain.
No. JFK Jr. died in a plane crash. No, you said he was JFK Jr., right? Not JFK.
Oh, yeah, JFK Jr. I'm sorry.
Oh, JFK Jr., yeah.
I think the show is too dark. We have to start over.
No.
So let's talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, if you were reindeer, if you were reindeer, you would be you wouldn't be Rudolph. You wouldn't have taken crap from the other reindeer.
No, you know what though? That's the one. Do you remember the cartoon? It was a claymation, whatever it was. The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rankin Bass.
Let me tell you, Merry Christmas. Well, Christians or whoever is they're really mean friggin' people. It's like as soon as they found out Rudolph was a little different, remember, even the coach, and he's an adult, he's like, we're not going to let him play in any reindeer games. It's like, you motherfucker.
That coach was from the 40s, wasn't he?
I know.
Constitute a reindeer game?
Back to the priest again.
A reindeer circle jerk. Here we go.
What is really, what is a reindeer game? They never talk about it.
No, I think they just dance and prance.
What is one of reindeer
ring
game?
The bell, John. Ring the bell.
Anyway. Kick the crap out of Rudolph. That's one of the reindeer games.
Wait, guys, I can do an impression of it was Comet. He was the coach. When Rudolph's nose pops off, I can do an impression of him seeing it. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
It's like, yes, sir. And it pops off. He goes, Dah! He does.
I love it. He gets that part. He gets the die. He doesn't get the voice. Just a die.
Don't build a whole act around that one.
But he did. He sounded like a gangster from the 40s. You're right. He did. We're not going to play any reindeer games. Let's beat the shit out of Rudolph. Put him in the corner.
So many of these things. I've never seen that.
Well, do you remember
I've never seen that Rudolph.
Never seen Rudolph.
Mary Poppins.
Well, he was like 12 when it came out, so he was 12 for that shit.
I've never seen Mary Poppins either.
In college.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, Rudolph was came out in 64. You were 14.
Yeah, I was 14.
How do you fucking remember all of this shit, Craig?
Because I am a moron, Mike.
He has a plethora of useless information.
But a lot of these movies were like that. Like here, remember It's a Wonderful Life. Remember when he's
1947.
There you go. He's chasing Mary. Mary doesn't know who he is. She goes into the bar and the guys are all holding George. And fucking one guy, if you listen close, one guy goes, I'm gonna hit him in the head with a bottle.
I love that movie. what I love most about that movie?
What?
That when they're dancing and the guy opens the pool.
Yeah.
Do you know who the guy is who opens the pool?
Yeah, it's Alfalfa.
It's Alfalfa.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to sing a song to Darla as he opens up the pool. Yeah, see, because he's another half a gangster when he's talking. Yeah, see, because nobody would do that to you, see, because they know what a guy like he's acting all tough. Like, you're a fucking Alfalfa grown-up. Shut the fuck up.
Now, I was at a college convention once, and Spanky was in the booth next to me.
Really?
Yeah, and buckwheat.
Did they bring some of that toast? It's the best toast.
It was really cool talking to these guys, you know?
Talking to Stymie and buckwheat and Alfalfa?
No, Spanky.
Spanky. Well, he was younger than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, he was a little kid. But, you know, they were saying how, you know, people like, oh, you know, they were so exploited. You know, and the buckwheat guy was telling, I don't know what his name is in real life. Craig probably knows his name.
Who?
Buckwheat.
His real name?
Yeah.
No, I just stumped Craig.
Oh, Craig.
I think, you know, Mr. Wheat. Mr. Wheat. And he was, that's what I referred to him as, Mr. Wheat. But he told me that Mr. and Mrs. Wheat, his parents,
right,
were, they had money during the Depression. They weren't exploited.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were very happy to have those jobs.
That's it. They might have starved to death otherwise, you know.
I ran into him in the gym and he was shredded wheat.
Oh, shredded wheat.
So That's pretty funny. I'll tell you though, it's so weird. Bill Cosby, Mr. Morals.
We're getting dark again.
Take the yellow pudding and put the pudding in the bowl.
I'd rather put in my, what was that meme that was going around?
What?
Something about I'd rather
put the pudding in the pop. The I put the pudding in the pop and then I take it on the show. Well, here's anyway, a roof. Here's
Mr.
a roofie.
Mr. Morals, Bill Cosby, bought Mr. the little Morals. Rascals and you know, and shelved them because right. he said they were racist.
Yeah.
No, and well, right now, just... and you know that there's actually right now in college courses that this will be the first generation that grows up without the Little Rascals.
Well, maybe they'll.
And they were saying that the Little Rascals gave kids hope that they could do anything. Hey, you got a barn? Let's put on a show.
And Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby gives people hope that you can drug and rape women and get out of prison.
Yeah. That I like Bill Cosby's quote. I like Jell-O pudding and putting my dick where it don't belong.
Do you remember welcome to the Christmas edition of the Big Bad Broadcast.
Do you remember Bill Cosby's show back in the '70s where he played a gym teacher called Chet Kincaid?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
For two seasons on NBC, and he the beginning of the show was just like was a bass, and he just goes, "Oh!" and it made it Rosses and Rolls and some 50-40 ha ha ha. And I'm sitting there as a 10-year-old going, "This guy's got Tourette's." Seriously, there was a problem right there.
Bill Cosby's comedy albums were really funny.
Yep.
Yeah, the stuff from back then was all funny. I mean, if you put out an album, that meant then somebody really believed you because it cost a lot of money to put out an album. So it was like usually it was done by some of the big recording companies, right?
He was brilliant.
Yeah, it really was. I mean,
Why Is There Air?
Why Is Air was a great album. The one where he talks about where he had a baby. He goes, "Oh, we had a baby girl." He goes, "She was so beautiful. She was so precious. Came out on the day she was due. Came out and said, all right, who's in charge here? Oh, you're my daddy. What time you get up in the morning? 8? Well, I'm going to let you sleep till an extra hour." He goes, "And I don't cry at all. And I can change my own diaper." I go, "This is great. Let's have another one." Kid pops out 5 months early with a martini in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Who's in charge of you? That guy? You can do better than him. What time you get up? 10. We'll get up at 10. Would you believe 6:30 and I cry like this for no apparent reason? I have a new grandson. 2 days.
Congratulations. Oh. Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was really great. We went to a party at Lindsay and Taylor's house. It was Taylor's 30th birthday.
You found him at a party?
The whole family. What?
You found him at a party?
The whole family was there. Yeah. And then we all left and we got home and Chris got a call. She said, "I think I'm having contractions."
Oh my God.
Went to the hospital and got to the hospital. And she got checked in and got to the room. It was midnight. She had the baby at 4 o'clock in the morning. She said she only pushed once.
Right. And the kid like fell out.
She's like an athlete though. I mean, she goes the morning of the thing, she went to Pure Bar, which is like a ballet workout.
I guess being an athlete, being in good shape has something to do with like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Imagine.
I pushed it. I was like one rep, you know, I did one rep and it can pop right out.
And you know what? And she's a beautiful woman. And after when I went to see her yesterday morning to see the baby, she looked like
she was doing chin-ups going, come on, kid, feed yourself. Come on, this is a tough world.
She looked like a model. She looked like a model.
She's a beautiful young lady. Beautiful young lady. And here's the thing though, right? Think about it. You're born on Christmas, near Christmas. Now, doesn't that kind of suck? Because it's like
better
your birthday.
Better before,
but still, you know you're going to get a shitty gift for your birthday or for Christmas. You know what? You're going to get like socks for your birthday. Then you're going to get your real Christmas gift. So you get kind of gypped because if your birthday is in like 4 or 5 months from Christmas, you're going to get a much better gift than if your birthday is 3 days before Christmas.
It's worse than the 2 days after.
I know people who celebrate their half birthday. So if they were born like on December 24th, they celebrated on June 24th.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's better than that what I got. I told you.
Half brother or half sister?
I told you, man. My old man's gift to us and friggin' Hanukkah gift was, well, you know, the one day of Hanukkah, he didn't beat us. That was his gift. I'm not going to beat you today. Get the your fuck out of my sight.
Your father was probably the nicest guy in the world. Let's make him sound like.
No, my father was very, he was a fucking weird motherfucker. He was a mean bastard. I worked with him. He was a mean motherfucker. good memories.
Cheerful.
So listen, let me tell you something. This is the truth. Is
Ram.
You want to know what I got for my birthday every year? A hearty handshake.
Graham. God, I feel so bad for you, Mike.
He was
not, I would feel really bad about that story, except it makes me feel better about my life.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I like to say, on my birthday.
I was like, that really sucks, and I'm glad I'm not you.
And you got a car for your birthday?
No. I was just saying,
I got a car for my birthday once.
Did you really?
When I was 16, yeah.
My brother did too.
It was 1966. And I got a 56 Mercury Super Cruiser.
Super Cruiser.
And it had a steering wheel the size of the Queen Mary. And I couldn't get my license till I finished driver's ed till I was 17. My father claims I probably put 1,500 miles on the car driving up and down the driveway.
You remember that excitement? I remember the excitement of getting your license and driving. I think it's kind of different today. It's a whole different world. I don't know if kids are. I got two nephews that both could care less. When they came of age, they could care less about getting their license. They didn't give one.
Kidding? My son was obsessed with getting his license the day that he turned 60 in Florida. And the funny story was, I had at the time an SUV that was a 5-speed. And he had driven it about 3 or 4 times, and he was taking the car, and my father had a LeBaron convertible, which was kind of a mid-sized car. It's kind of on the smaller side. Wait,
LeBaron. Who made the LeBaron? I'm trying to remember Chrysler. LeBaron. Chrysler LeBaron.
It was a really pretty car. It was white with a red interior.
But wait, it's Christmas. So call it Chrysler. Thank you.
So, that was a Chrysler.
Yeah.
So my son on the went gets picked up, and I'm out of town. And he checks everything, you know, because they fail you if something doesn't work. And the horn didn't work in the car. And he said to my ex-wife, take me to dad's house. I'm using his car. And she was like, you've driven that stick shift like 3 or 4 times in your life. 3 times. And he goes, that's all right. I'm not taking this road test. So they drove there. They bucked all the way there. And he got in the car. And the woman said, pull out. And he stalled. She said, pull out again, and they stalled. Mm. And she looked at him and said, well, apparently you haven't practiced on this car a lot. And he goes, and without even thinking, I looked at her and went, apparently not enough. And she passed him.
He really knew how to sugarcoat it. Well,
he passed him.
She passed him.
Yeah, passed him because he drove fine once he got out of there. And just thought he was nervous.
Yeah, because who can, you know, back in those days, remember what a car used to be made of? Friggin' metal. I remember I hit a building with my father's car, and it fucking broke the bricks, and it didn't even scratch his car. You know, that's when a car was like, you know, airbag. There was no airbags. Come on, man. Fucking, you went through flying through the windshield. You went flying through the windshield.
Did you guys do driver's ed?
Yeah, you had to, because I got my license when I was 17, because my father said... All you're going to ever be is a truck driver, so you might as well get your license. So he made me take driver's ed. Craig?
Did you take driver's ed?
I took it during the summer of my junior year going to my senior year. Plus, the woman upstairs from us, because we in my apartment complex, worked for DMV. So when I did my test on August 16th, I did the test at 11 a.m. When she came home at 3 o'clock, she had my license in her hand and gave it to me.
Nice.
No. I was able to drive the same freaking day. It was great.
Remember how bad DMV was in New York?
Oh, my God.
Ray Romano used to do a thing in his act, and he goes, DMV is the worst. He goes, but not as worse as having your family over for Thanksgiving. He goes, I would go like this. Hey, listen, I'm running to DMV. Anybody need anything?
Yeah, cranberries.
And I love it, and he goes, and I hated the fact of having to watch the football game without the sound during dinner.
Right.
You'd be like, pass, pass, Pass the potatoes, Grandma. You suck. We should have got rid of you last year.
We should just write people's acts down and just do a show with, you know, doing.
And we should do it on TikTok.
So sitting around with the family, what are you doing? What are you doing for Christmas? What's the do you have any movies that you have to watch for Christmas? Wait,
before we go into that, can I just tell you my driver's ed story?
I don't think so, John.
No. Yeah, well, I have to. This is a great story. So I like Craig, I took before my senior year, so I'd have my license for my senior year so that we could do things like take our cars and spell out fuck you in the parking lot, in the senior parking lot. So that was really important. Because we had a guy that would direct you, park your car there, you're part of the F, you're part of the U, you know? And it was very classy.
But real anyway, mature, John, real mature.
So when I went to school, there were like surfer collegiate people that wear like
magic. Oh, I thought you were going to say there were people that wear robes and stuff.
And there were, there were greasers still. Like it was almost like,
the 50s.
The 50s, but there was a lot of people that still thought they were in the 50s. So this guy gets it. We go to driver's ed, and it's the first time we get in the car, right? And he goes, he's got the hair slicked back. You know, he's like Tony D from some movie, you know? And he goes, he's got the comb in the back pocket. He's combing his hair. He goes, yeah, this is such bullshit. I got to do this. I've been driving forever. I've been driving since I was 14.
Since I was four.
You know, and he goes, yeah, you know, I've been driving everywhere, you know. This is just a formality, me having to get my license, you know. So we get in the car for the first time. No one's ever driven except for Tony D over there. And he goes, so the teacher goes, well, you drive. Why don't you go first? So I'll never forget this. We're all sitting in the car. And all of a sudden he goes, all right, now pull out slow. And we slam into the school backwards. And he looks there and he goes, hey, I don't know what happened. I had it in off a run.
I'm used to driving a cement truck. You know, I can't drive this little thing over here. I had it
in off a run.
For run. I mean,
I drive all the time.
You know who the worst? God. My sister probably still was the worst driver on the planet. We had a 1964 Rambler station wagon, and my father was teaching how to drive, and I begged, can I go? I want to go in the back seat. I was like 8. And I'm in the back seat, and he took her to East Meadow High School. And they have that big circular driveway. And he figured she'll just go around the driveway. She won't be in traffic. She'll be fine. And leave it to my sister to panic and find the only thing she could hit, which was the flagpole in the middle of the green, in the middle of the, and she hit the flagpole. And my father was like, how could you hit the flagpole? It's the only thing you can hit.
Well, it's a fact, though. If your eye is drawn to something, like when you ride a motorcycle, they tell you to look where you're going to turn. If you're going to turn, you're supposed to turn your head, physically turn your head and look. Because if you look straight, you will tend to head the way you're looking. So your sister probably saw that flagpole and headed right for it. You know, it's just fucking, you're drawn to that, whatever.
Well, you're way too forgiving.
When I was a kid at a school zone, they never had like blinking lights or shit. They used to have like, it was like a metal sign and usually like a tire with cement in it that they'd roll out that said school zone and they put it in the road.
Right. But then they invented the aqueduct. Remember the Romans?
I'm waiting. Well, this is funny. I'm waiting for my road. You know, I'm waiting for the guy to come back from my road test. And this girl and the guy, she was like probably 17, and she goes with the driver, the inspector, whatever you call him. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, they come walking back. Not driving back. They come walking back.
Right.
Well, that's not good. The girl's crying, and the guy says, well, you fail. And the mother goes, can I ask you why? He says, when the policeman was rolling out the school zone, she hit him.
Oh.
What?
Oh, man.
She hit the cop.
She hit the cop. That's not good.
With her car on her road.
Oh, my God. See, I was terrified. My father had been a driving instructor, and he had the patience of a flash cube. Now, this is a man, I swear to God, he made me learn, before I learned to drive an automatic, which I already knew, I didn't tell him, he made me learn on a stick shift. He borrowed a friend's stick shift car, made me learn to drive a stick shift before he let me get in an automatic. And I remember taking me on the hill. And this is, you know, this is my father teaching you how to drive. Okay, make a left over here. And you're like a kid. You're 17, and I'm fucking like having this nut fucking yelling at me.
Was it like a stick shift on the column?
Oh yeah,
it was no. It was on the floor. You know,
it was a console.
Because you got me a job right after that, driving a truck.
Well, dads are like that. You ever see that? There's, I think, the movie's Hondo with John Wayne, where he goes to a little kid by the lake. He goes, "You don't know how to swim?" And he's like, "No," and he throws him in the water. You know,
that's how I learned how to swim.
Right. Well, my dad, when I bought a Volkswagen. Right, I bought a Volkswagen for college,
and he threw you in the lake.
I don't know how to drive a stick shift. He goes, "Just get in and figure it out." And I bucked, I bucked and I stalled. But you know what? By the time I got home, I knew how to drive it.
But see, that's the dumbest thing. It's like, you know what? You're learning, but you're tearing out your transmission. See, I would teach.
Yeah, your clutch is gone.
It's the simplest thing. It's just a friction zone. It's like you're letting up on the clutch and going down on a gas meeting right in the middle. It's like
going down on what?
On your sister. Hey, what do you stop that?
Whoa, yeah, don't
my
say
daughter. Sister. My daughter doesn't have
a have body. Yourself a merry little. I'm glad I got lyrics over here. I got lyrics.
Okay, my daughter doesn't have a driver's license.
My brother doesn't either. You know what, New York City?
New York since she was 17.
You can live in New York and never get a license. You don't need it. There's such mass transportation.
It costs money to have a license in New York. You can't afford to park a car anywhere.
You can. And now these days, you know, you got Uber. You got
to go to Long Island, you get Uber.
You got Uber. Or in Long Island, it's Jewish, so you got Juba. I can say that I'm Jewish. It's like black guys can say the N-word. I can't. Nobody else can. I can talk about Jews.
I can't. I don't have enough percentage to say it.
No, you're too low percentage.
You're only allowed to say the first letter of the word. So I came up with this idea as
we said.
I sound like you sounded like Foster Brooks there for a second. I go, it's a crack.
I love Foster Brooks.
We people sing Christmas songs, and most of the time they don't know the words, they just make them up. So it was my idea to get some Christmas songs, one Christmas song each.
Yeah.
And ask one of them us to, you don't have to sing it, you can just say the word. So my selection is going to be Mike Grief.
Okay.
And the song is Away in a Manger.
Oh, what? Jeez. Away in a manger.
I don't want to get weighed anywhere.
Away in a manger.
I heard you. I was making a pun.
Hey, I'm going away in a manger because they didn't have a paddy wagon. So they're taking me away in a manger. I don't know this song, John. I'm freaking Jewish. I'm not lying.
Yeah, that's why
Away in a manger. They're taking me away in the manger. No, I don't know the song.
I know this song. I know all the words.
Give me the basic tune. What's it sound like? Oh, that's fucking depressing, even as a tune. That must be that's a real lively one there.
It is.
I'm going to get my razors and cut my wrists open.
No, not at all. Away in a manger, yeah. I went with my pal.
Now,
I didn't know that his name was Al.
Hey,
I don't know.
It's John, you really picked an obscure one. If you picked one a little more,
it's
like
not
common,
obscure. it's one of the most major.
Yeah, but you know what? Whenever
it's
I hear that,
in a manger, no crib for his head, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars, sky looked down as he lay.
He ate a sandwich and it was yummy.
All right. You know, John, I've never heard the lyrics to that. I've always heard it as an instrumental, like in the movie Mommy Dearest, when it's Christmas time, she's singing it. She's a poem where they're playing that in the background, instrumental. I never heard the lyrics.
Yeah, let me do my right. Away in a manger, down rested his head, the little Lord Jesus. Yeah, man, leave me alone, man. Bring your wife. Give me some frankincense, man. I got some rolling papers. I need some myrrh and some frankincense. Yeah.
Very religious song, and people are going to be offended.
Well, I got one.
Let's change it. All right, maybe I shouldn't have gone with that one.
That was a tough one, man.
Well, here, I got one for you then. And I think this is a little more main. Maybe I'm wrong, but how about it's God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. There's no room to stay. Christ was born on Christmas Day. How am I doing so far?
You got a couple words right.
Oh, I know that one.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we're gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy.
Yeah.
He mentioned Satan. I didn't realize that.
Well, I got the lyrics in front. Yeah, was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we are gone astray.
Oh, geez. I didn't realize they mentioned Satan. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast.
What is yours, Craig?
I don't know who. I'll give it to both of you. Okay. It's.
Oh, you know, this is going to be obscure.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, I love
really
that song.
Really can't stay.
Well, you can't give it to us. You got to let's see if we know it.
Outside. Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's what you got. That's what you got to know.
I need a jacket today, because baby, it's cold outside.
And people who don't want that playing anymore because they say it's about a date.
Well,
rape
it is. She's pretty drunk, and he wants to say, "Yeah, read the words."
We got. Let's hear it.
My mother will start to worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Yeah. Exactly.
Take off your drawers, baby. It's cold outside.
Wait, my father will be pacing the floor. Right. Oh, listen to the fire roar. It's like I'm totally ignoring her. I've got some mace. Yeah, hit me in the face. That one, that's a good one.
Wait, I've got some mace. Is that a real lyric?
No, I just made that up.
Okay.
Wait. But maybe just a drink more.
Now, there you go.
Yeah, and she's getting her drunk.
And she goes, I'll put some records on while I pour. Well, she says I'll drink more, not him.
Oh.
She goes, well, maybe a drink more. He goes, I'll put some records on.
So she's a slut. She's a Christmas slut.
You're supposed to be defending the woman in this song, Mike.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Wait. Here's a great – I've never read these lyrics. It's like the neighbors might think and hear, baby, it's cold outside. Then she goes, say, what's in this drink? So apparently she's with Cosby.
Cosby there.
Oh, yeah. There you go, man.
He built Cosby there.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize the lyrics were this bad. What's the other one? No cabs out there. There's no cabs out there. I wish I knew how. What? No cabs to be had out there. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight now. To break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
Mm.
This guy's a smooth talker.
No shit. He's like, he wants some, man. He's working his way into that.
I ought to say, no, sir. Mind if I move closer? Oh, my God. I didn't realize.
Yeah, because the Cosby drugs are taking effect.
Seriously? But I got one from Mike. Mike, do you know?
It's obviously a song about bondage. He's calling him sir.
Oh my God! Yeah. It's 50 Shades of Christmas.
What were you asking, Craig? If I know what?
Oh, dreidel, I made you
out of clay.
That's the only one we used to sing.
Yeah,
of course.
You mean for your 11%? You used to sing. Jewish
no, in chorus. I was. We used to have the Christmas concert. That's the only. That was the only Hanukkah song we sang.
Because that's probably the only Hanukkah song there is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Jews aren't big Hanukkah singing. It's not like, you know, there's 10,000 Christmas songs. There's one Hanukkah song.
Can you guys name Santa's reindeers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got Joey and Frankie, Benny, Mauricio.
Rocky.
What's the other one?
Rocky.
You got Drunky, Dopey, Doc, and your sister.
Drunky!
Those seven dwarves. I mean, the seven vertically challenged.
Don't kid yourself, man. They're working overtime. They're doing Santa's sleigh.
Seven, give us the reindeer.
Donner, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid,
That's four.
Wait, it's a Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Cupid. I keep on going to four. There's Dancer and Prancer and Comet and Cupid. Donner and Blitzen.
He drank a lot. Blitz. He was always blitzed.
Boy, I feel stupid. See, I got it to rhyme at least.
But do you recall
the most famous reindeer of all?
You know, he's the only one that didn't look up. Rudolph was the only reindeer who wasn't looking at some reindeer's asshole the whole time.
He
was in the front. The other reindeer had terrible views.
And then favorite was, I loved the Frosty the Snowman. What was that, Jackie Vernon who did
Happy birthday. And now, did you know?
And then Jimmy Durante was the voiceover on that thing.
But Frosty. Everybody knew that Frosty was made of Christmas snow.
You know one thing about that song?
What do we know?
Must have been some magic in that old top hat they found.
That's right.
It never mentions Christmas, by the way.
You know what it was? They found a joint in that hat, and they smoked it. They got high, and Frosty came to life. That was like some heavy hash.
Now, 20 years later, they did a sequel to that, and who was the voice of Frosty?
I don't know, because I don't watch sequels. You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to watch a sequel? Fuck, I got the original. You know what I'm saying? I'm old
John
school.
John Goodman was the voice of Frosty 20 years ago.
Well, that makes sense. Got to pick a big fat guy to be a big fat snowman.
It was a
snowman.
Big deal. When these were on TV, you see, John was already out smoking pot and shit. But when I was a kid.
John was already surfing. He was surfing and getting high while we were little kids fucking watching Rudolph and shit.
When Rudolph came on, that was it, man. And if you missed it, you fucking missed it.
I saw a thing on TikTok about these two guys that are puppet restorers. And they tracked down the
original. Is that a euphemism for something there, puppet restorers?
No, they tracked down the original Rudolph.
Yes.
Did you see that? It was pretty interesting.
They're like 4 inches big. They're really tiny. Yeah.
And the guy brought them in like locked cases.
Yeah, but he restored them though.
If you look at the old original shows, you can see like they're dirty. Some of them they're like they got like ink or something on them, or it's pretty cool actually the way they made the cartoons.
Do you guys remember a cartoon, Coco the Clown?
No. Oh my God!
Can't see that.
Out of the inkwell came Coco the Clown. Did you remember that?
When the hell was that from? Was that from like the
50s,
yeah.
30s.
Was it 30s? Always black and white, right?
No, he always says that. I'm that old. It would start off and there was like an inkwell with a pen, and the guy would take the top of the pen and
I go further back with you than that.
I think
John.
That was a Max Fleischer cartoon, John.
It became a clown.
Yeah, that was a Max Fleischer cartoon.
Listen, the cartoons I used to watch were old when I watched them. I mean, Popeye was old. You know, a lot of those things were already from the 50s and 40s. Some of them were way back.
Every cartoon that we saw in black and white had a million mice in there dancing.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Mice were like the main characters in every cartoon.
Because right?
They were easy to draw, I guess.
Because during the Depression, every house was overrun with mice.
Gee, Uncle Popeye.
Oh my God!
I am strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah, no, that clown was actually it was Max Fleischer who did the original Popeyes. He did Betty Boop, and he also did the clown. Then he went on to do the Max Fleischer Supermans in the 1940s.
You can smell the smoke coming out of his ears. You smell the smoke coming out of Craig's ears.
Yeah,
he's thinking the fucking, well, he's this obscure.
Oh, no, I know all that shit.
Oh, take our advice at any price. A McGriddle like gorilla is mighty nice. Gorilla.
Hey, Mr. Peebles.
Oh, don't talk about Ron Del Sera.
Oh, that's not nice.
What?
I don't know the man. He would do a thing in his act that he looked like McGriddle Gorilla.
He did that?
Yeah. He did. Wow. He looked like him. He looked exactly like him.
He did. Well, I mean,
the way he was built, you know, he was pretty buff, and he had like kind of big shoulders and a small waist.
I think we're snipping this.
Okay. No, I don't.
Well,
we'll blow it away.
I'm not.
It's time for my hippo. You're gaming.
There was another cartoon that was after my time.
Which one?
McGilligorilla.
Gorilla. Yeah.
All right. So do you remember Colonel Bleep?
No.
I remember Colonel McBragg. Remember him?
Yeah, that's from the.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was climbing Mount Everest with a toothpick?
My father's favorite cartoon was Mr. Magoo.
Magoo, you're done.
Jim Backus, right?
Jim Backus, yeah.
They don't play them anymore because they're not PC, because you're making fun of the sight impaired.
Well, no. Have you ever seen some of these old shows they'll put on? They put like I was watching the old Dean Martin roasts, and they put a disclaimer up front that this was a certain time, and you know things may not be politically correct because they're not. But you know, it's like everyone's so easily offended by everything.
Greatest line ever on the Dean Martin roast, I'm telling you, is when they roasted for the first time Lucille Ball.
Right.
Johnny Carson introduced her and said, "This is the first time we've ever had a female on the dais. This has normally been a men's club.
Right.
And this is a woman who's a female comedian who has a right to be on the stage because she's as funny as any of you men there. So I'm going to introduce my good friend, and you should give her the respect she deserves. Let's have a big round of applause for my good friend, Lucille Testicles."
That would have been funny if he went through all that and said, "My friend Paul Lynn," you know.
You just hear Jackie Gale going, "Oh my God, it's the greatest setup in the history of comedy."
I was watching a movie last night. I was watching, maybe you guys know this movie, 1978, Burt Reynolds. It's Hooper, where he plays a stuntman. Really good movie.
Yeah.
But at one point, he's sitting there talking to Brian Keith, and they're talking about the new age of stuntmen that are coming in today. You know, this is like, and Brian Keith goes, "Yeah, even faggots are doing it now." And I said, "Whoa, wow." You know, I can say that because I'm 100% gay. So you were
shocked that even faggots were doing stunts.
No, I was just shocked that they had that line there. I know,
I'm just breaking your balls.
Oh, are you just so seriously, Mike? I couldn't tell.
Sometimes those old movies, they change it. You know what I mean? They change the one word. I mean, like, we were watching that, wasn't we, where Robert Downey Jr. plays the black guy?
Oh, Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. And, you know, when he's talking about why he didn't win the Academy Award.
Yeah, go talk.
He doesn't say that. Because, I mean, we don't use that word, but he didn't say that in the movie. He says, you know, you didn't go full R word. And when they had it on TV, I was wondering how they did it. They went, "That's because you didn't go full special."
Yeah.
You got to go full special. You know,
it's
not as funny, right? It's not as funny.
No.
Because the word itself, you know.
See, we come from a generation where that word.
I've always hated that word, but.
Yeah, but it didn't mean, like when I grew up, that word didn't mean what it means now. I guess it did in a way, but it was like you'd say to your friend, "Oh, you're a, you know."
Yeah.
Right. And it was just in term of endearment, you know. Well, yeah, like, you know, you're a fucking. It was just like a term of endearment. But then people got mean with all this stuff. You know what I mean?
You'd say to your friend, "Oh, I'm not doing that. It's too faggy." You didn't mean gay.
No.
I did that joke in my act.
Right?
I did that joke in my act. My act, I used to go, I go, "When I grew up, saying the word fag, you know, when you said fag or faggy, it didn't mean gay. It meant uncoordinated, you know."
Right.
Not
right.
Good at sports. You know, the Jets. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's funny how, you know, it's funny how words, I guess words hurt, you know what I mean? And it's like, that was never the intention, you know?
Well, no, when you call somebody the R word, you weren't making fun of somebody who was actually mentally disabled.
Exactly.
You were making fun of the fact that they were acting like an idiot.
Right.
Right. But think about comedy, John.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But think about the connotation that means. It says you're acting like an idiot. You're acting like there's something wrong with you.
And you know the word itself has the hard R and the hard D.
Well,
and that, you know, as comedy, that's a funny word.
But the funny thing too is was coming from like officials, these doctors, and there were people that were using that word. I mean, it wasn't like they weren't saying. I never heard somebody say, "Oh, it's somebody with Down syndrome." They would say the R, you know,
right?
Yeah, but anyway, wow, we really found a way to be depressing on this show.
Well, this is it's like opening presents. You never know what you're gonna get.
So anyway, man, I was sitting around and I was thinking about just jumping off this bridge, man. And
boy, that's just wonderful life too.
Yeah, there you go. And then some angel jumped in to save me, man. It was so cool.
I do love that movie, though, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I have like a list of like I watch, and I think I've said this before, I watch like five versions of Scrooge every year. Like last night, I started watching the Alistair Sim version, which is my favorite version of Scrooge. But I have to watch It's a Wonderful Life, and oh, I can't get to
that movie.
You don't like that movie? How do you not like It's a Wonderful Life, John?
Oh. Jimmy Stewart's so wonderful, man.
Merry Christmas, you old building and alone. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Go home, they're waiting for you, George.
I have to watch every year, Christmas Vacation.
See, and I don't get into that. That's okay. I can take it or leave that.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
My God. It is so funny. It is so.
I don't know if it's an oh my God. That's funny.
I have
funny,
to see A Christmas Story. I have to see It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. And if I have time, I have to see Die Hard.
Die Hard was on the other day. I watched.
It's so funny, Craig, that last night in that Eddie Murphy movie that I saw, Candy Cane Lane.
Well, I heard that was terrible.
It was on Netflix. They don't do this thing. They become these little shrunken people.
Right.
And the guy goes, "I can't believe it. It's going to be Christmas. And I'm stuck like this. And I can't even watch my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard." The other guy goes, "Die Hard's not a Christmas movie."
Like, it's not like, a Christmas
it's
movie.
Like the running it's like the running gag, right?
It's not a Christmas movie, but it's a great movie that takes place at Christmas. So,
I know, but it's just so funny. Like, you hear that all the time. It's like the byline for that movie.
You know what? And here's a new addition that I've just added that I can't watch it too, but I'll watch it once a year. Like, which is Love Actually.
That's a great movie.
Which is kind of it's like it's a Christmas. You would say it's a Christmas movie, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And let's see. So I'm trying to think what else. There's just those. But my favorite
I like funny Christmas movies.
Well, I don't know. I like A Christmas Carol. I think that's the best. I watch it. And the whole thing is, what I don't understand is these ghosts take him back and show him what a miserable, fucked up life he had. If you had that life, you would be a miserable bastard too. And then they want to know, why are you so fucked up? Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, well, your mother died when you were a baby. Your father was a real piece of shit. You know, you were treated like a fucking slave. You know, your girlfriend left you because you liked making money. Your sister died, who was the only person who cared about you. Well, fucking smile. Why aren't you a happy person?
Spoilers, Mike. Spoilers.
Want to know why he's a miserable prick? And you know, your shoes hurt. Go ahead.
I think the only version of Scrooge I ever saw
was what, Scrooged with Bill Murray?
I didn't like that.
You guys have got to watch Christmas Vacation. Oh my God, is it funny?
Well, I've seen
it. I'll watch it tonight. I don't know.
When he opens that Winnebago.
Is that the one when he doesn't get his bonus, so he kidnaps his boss?
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Murray, his brother.
And he goes on. Did you know that when he went off in that tirade, four foot? Do you know that? Chevy Chase, all the actors who were facing him had the lines around their neck so he could read them because it was too much for him to do. And so he's actually reading the lines and not in order off people's cue cards that were around their necks. It's true.
When that Winnebago pulls up and that big hound dog runs over and jumps on his leg and he goes, "Clark, that'd be a hound dog. Just let him finish. It'd be a lot." That'd be a handle. And that's what's her name? Elaine Louise Dreyfus. That's her first like movie.
What is Christmas but finding yourself another year older and not a penny richer? I'll tell you the truth. You know, I mean, I enjoy Christmas time, but really, it has become such a commercial. It's just all about gifts, and
it's always been that way.
Yeah, but it should, but it shouldn't, but it shouldn't be. It should be about something. I feel like Charlie Brown now. I can tell you the real meaning of Christmas and put a spotlight on Linus. What is? Come on, you know what's the speech? You know?
Oh my God! Yeah. No, you know, Christmas to me is way more than toys and gifts and stuff. I said toys first. I'm 63. Look at that.
Yeah.
Toys and no. It like, if you have to, if you've ever spent a Christmas alone, I'll raise my hand.
I have.
You know, it's more than just gifts. You know.
Yeah. Well, no, it is. It is more than, it's supposed to be more than just gifts. But I think that and most people are guilty of it. They give their own kids, they give them the wrong idea. They think it is about, it's about sparkly lights, it's about flash, it's about presents.
Well, do you ever see those videos of kids who didn't get what they want, and they throw it on the ground, or they throw it out the door, they stomp on it?
I would put my foot right up that fucking kid's ass. I mean, that kid would fucking have to go would feel stupid walking in the doctor's office with my shoes still stuck in his ass.
John's gotten quiet. Why is John so quiet?
John's tired. He's taking a nap. It's his mid-show nap.
I'm trying not to interrupt.
Well, so we're getting you a nap pillow for Christmas.
John was just fucking daydreaming about surfing.
I do. I love Christmas. I love the whole.
Well, tell us about surfing Santa.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, we did. Okay, forget it. Yeah, we did talk about Don't ever talk about it again. Then.
No. It does. You know what I was thinking? I'm going to throw back to this, but when we're talking about the Little Rascals, this is a random thought. You may want to cut this out of the show.
Random thoughts with Craig.
No, I thought when I was thinking about the Little Rascals, and you were sitting in the booth next to Spanky and Buckwheat, I just thought, wouldn't Jeff Zabrowski make the perfect former Little Rascal? I just imagine him being one. Is it just me?
You mean Lane's merge?
Lane's merge. Yes.
I don't know if they would want him as.
That would be a great interview. Like say he's like the last Little Rascal.
He called me the other day and he said, "You know what your show needs? You need me to be your sports announcer." He goes, "We can give a sports report." I go, "Well, if you can tape it, if it's funny, yeah."
Oh, is that what he wants to do for the show? He wants to do a sports report.
Yeah,
listen, if he made a funny sports report, I'd be happy to put it on.
Yeah, if he wants to pretend he's a Sharky, the last living Little Rascal, that'd be fun too.
Oh God,
Sharky!
John had a rough morning, man. He woke up.
Like John's like yawning.
I left the house to go babysit this morning so she could come home from the hospital with the baby.
Oh, that's why you're tired, man. You were hanging out with a little kid. You got energy to do that.
And I don't know how you keep up with a kid. That's the best part about having a grandkid, man.
Well, they got different rules today. You know, you used to freaking, you know, give a kid, you know, whatever. Now you can't give them the video games because that's
just hand them a phone when he's sick.
Yeah. It's warping their minds.
This kid laughed, I swear to God, for 2 hours straight. I mean, I was just making him crack up. And the best part is, man, it's like you can't even tell you how cool it is. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he just ran over, threw his arms around my neck, kissed me on the cheek, and said, "I love you, Pop Pop."
No, that's very sweet.
Kissed on the cheek and went, "I gotta tell you, there's some things that gotta get done."
Yeah.
You know, it's so sweet, you know?
Yeah, no, and my grandson is like that. He'll come over and say, "Grandpa," and then when I'm like at ease and stuff, he'll like kick me or something.
And I just make a peanut butter sandwich by my lonesome because I don't have any grandkids. So
yeah,
Craig, I didn't have one.
Craig himself. Ain't got nobody.
I got nobody this nobody. Christmas. You know. I'll be sitting here, you know, little town in Bethlehem, you know.
Wow. So, you know, I do feel better about myself now. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome. It's okay.
Craig's going to be sitting there with a razor blade on his wrist, and I'll be like, "Rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay."
You know that one.
Yeah, you remember the words.
Yeah, you got it.
Song, you remember the words.
Did you know that Jingle Bells is not a song about Christmas?
No. What is it about?
Thanksgiving.
Ah, jingle bell, jingle dingle all the way.
It's about going to Thanksgiving dinner. That's what it
How
is.
Do you know? What does it say in the song that makes you think that?
I think it mentions a Macy's balloon.
A Macy's balloon in Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells is fucking older than Macy's balloons.
Yeah, a Macy's balloon.
Jingle Bells. Let's have some turkey sandwiches and some cranberry sauce.
Yeah, Jingle Bells. Jingle bells. Snoopy blew away. No.
All right, I am doing the research right now because
he's doing the research.
It was written about Thanksgiving. I know that for a fact.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Oh, I'm looking forward.
I haven't listened to any Christmas music this year. I wait until the last weekend when I'm driving and I listen to it.
This has been a weird Christmas. It's just one of the few years.
Okay,
I'm
here,
totally
these
not
are the words.
Okay, jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, Schnitzenfort,
Schnitzenfort. Oh no, that's the dirty version. Sorry, that's the German version where they're crapping on each other.
Do you smell toast, John? Do you smell toast?
Jingle bells, shit on me, piss in my face.
Did you guys know that Jingle Bells was a German song? I didn't.
No, was it sung by the Nazis to fucking push them forward?
Jingle bells, you must comply.
If it's a German song, then I'm telling you, it can't be about Thanksgiving because Germans didn't have Thanksgiving.
It's about Scheisenhausen, whatever.
Okay, dancing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. We go. Laughing all the way. Elves and bobtails ring, making spirits bright.
Right.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
A year or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
Annie Bright
was seated by my side. The was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drift bank. And then we got
a hand job and there's nothing about Thanksgiving there.
Sorry, I must tell. I went out in the snow.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
On the back, I fell. A giant riding by and a one horse open sleigh. He left and strode, sprawl me lie, and quickly drove away. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Now, John, it's only an hour show.
Now the ground is white. But when you're young.
And I'm bleeding all over the snow.
Well, now the ground is white. Go while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song.
And cover your tracks because the cops are after you. But
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
I think John's having a senior moment. He's lost and he's stuck.
In the Macy's Day Parade. No, doesn't say
that. There you go.
Nothing in there after Thanksgiving.
I got to tell you, after that, if you're not in the Christmas spirit, nothing will work.
All right. Is Thanksgiving, is Jingle Bells?
I heard that.
It's a Christmas song. You heard that. Now you're
it's about the Germans wishing they had Thanksgiving.
The Germans wishing they had Thanksgiving. Oh, I wish we had something to be grateful for.
Viva Turkey!
Now, Scheisen on me. I would be good for rescheisen. Uden gliden rock and rolling.
Okay. How come you Germans are always yelling?
Because they got fucking people ringing bells all
over. Music is meant to be played before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. One thing is absolutely true. Jingle Bells was originally written as a Thanksgiving song.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Mike left. Mike got burned. He left. He's pissed.
Wow. Where did he go?
I don't know, but he muted himself. I don't know. Maybe our time is up. This has been a wonderfully joyous Christmas show, though. I will say that.
Is this one on Christmas?
Yeah, this one. This rivals our Santa roast, you know.
We may have to switch the order with tomorrow's show.
No, this is fine. People will enjoy this. Our listeners will like this. I'm sure it's very Christmassy.
What happened to Mike?
I don't know. Maybe something happened.
Here he comes back.
Are you okay, Mike? Oh, we can't hear him because he's not connected.
All right, there. I am Bach. Sorry about that. No, that
were
was
you getting toast.
I'm getting. Toast? I was toast? Having a stroke toast. No, no. You know how it's always the timing is just incredibly bad. My mother's moving, and that was the moving company. I wanted to make sure the information was correct. And of course, of all the times during the whole day that they could call, they got to call now. But anyway. So I told him Merry Christmas, you bunch of fucking cacksecke. No.
John wants to switch the order of our shows now because he doesn't think this is Christmassy enough.
This is totally Christmas. Come on, my jingle balls are feeling good.
There you go.
John, you look like you're really like upset with the show. You're not enjoying this one at all.
It's pretty dark for Christmas.
We are dark.
It's no worse than last year having, what's his name, talk about guns.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago, wasn't
it's
it?
Jewish Christmas is very dark.
Jimmy, talk about Santa guns. Roast.
Guns and Christmas. Roast. That could be a Christmas song right there. Guns and Christmas.
The funniest thing about our Santa roast was the snowman.
All I want for Christmas is a 45.
Joe Silkie as Rudolph was great.
Joe Silkie as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You can throw the Graham clip on there wishing everybody Merry Christmas in the beginning.
Okay, let's do that. But we didn't mention it up front.
Oh, we haven't finished the show yet.
John thinks we're done. We're still recording.
Right? We're past the time.
John's tired. He's like, fuck this. Come on. We're done.
Toast? John's not smelling toast. He's smelling bagels. You know, he's smelling Pop-Tarts. The Pop-Tarts are burning.
Burned Pop-Tarts.
All right. So you want to wrap this Christmas thing up like a present? Oh,
it's up to you guys.
Oh, we're at the time, so it's a good time to do it.
I was gonna do my rendition of reading A Christmas Carol. You know.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's end with that uplifting piece of crap.
I think he was kidding.
Old Molly was dead as a doornail. This must be completely understood if anything wonderful is about to come from the story I'm about to tell. Now, Merry Christmas, you fucking bunch of cocksuckers! No.
All Stare Grief reads the classics.
I don't know. I'm not in a Christmas mood, man. I can't be all cheerful and shit about Christmas when it's like, you know, I want to go out and fucking choke somebody to death.
But you always feel that way. That was my Christmas present last year. You came in, you put me at you, and you gave me that cerut around the neck. That was great. I woke up 3 days later.
Leave the gun. Take the cannolis.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Take us home, John, for the holidays.
All righty. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's get serious.
And God bless us, everyone. The Podcast Playground. All right.